BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
In news, Justin, the death toll from the Eastern Cape floods is now 67. Cooperative Governance Minister Willem Nkosi Mhlabisa has just confirmed the figure. He says six of the victims have so far been positively identified. He says they are calling on affected families to come forward to identify the remaining bodies of their loved ones.
There has been a report in the early morning hours which reported that there is a problem in terms of post-mortem. I want to confirm that I spoke to the Minister of Health and a confirmation has been given that by 12 o'clock today, the 49 bodies that were confirmed as of yesterday have been completed. The only outstanding number could be the extra number, which totals to 57.
Mhlabisa has been visiting Mthatha today after torrential downpours and strong winds wreaked havoc on Tuesday. He says government needs to take a tough stance and remove people living near riverbanks and floodplains.
And we will need the cooperation of our people because climate change is a reality now. Next week, we might experience similar floods in the same area and we might lose more people. So now this must be a countrywide decision to ensure that as a government, we take a hard stance because these people were not allocated here by the municipalities who should have considered the area where they are allocating people, and people decided to build on their own.
This also just in, Indian government officials say one passenger survived the plane crash in Ahmedabad. The flight had just taken off for London when it came down and crashed into a hostel for doctors earlier today. There were 242 people on board. The local police chief earlier said more than 200 bodies had been recovered from the scene. Meanwhile, the South African government has extended its condolences to India following the plane crash. The International Relations Department says the thoughts of South African people are with the people of India and the families of those who've lost their lives. The state and defense in the murder case of rapper Keenan, a.k.a. Forbes, and his friend Tebello Motsoane have been warned to be available and ready for trial next year. The five accused returned to the Durban High Court today, where both sides asked for another postponement. The legal team said it was to work out outstanding issues ahead of the pre-trial conference at the end of July. The case was previously postponed as the lawyer representing some of the accused was in Eswatini dealing with the extradition case of two brothers who are also suspects in the case. Today, Judge President Toba Poyo Tlwati told the prosecution and defense that the matter would be set down for trial for 3 months. AKA and Motsoane were shot dead outside a restaurant on Durban's Florida Road over 2 years ago. And former Busasa COO Angelo Agrizi is in plea negotiations with the state over his fraud and corruption charges. Agrizi faces allegations tied to 1.8 billion rand in correctional services tenders and alleged kickbacks involving former ANC MP Vincent Smith. He has been struggling with his health since his matter has been in court. Durban 21 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 20, Richards Bay 23.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Australia 43 for 2 in their second innings, leading the Proteas by 117 runs. Trent Alexander-Arnold says that his move to Real Madrid is a dream come true. An American, JJ Spawn, leads the way at the US Open in round 1. He's 4 under par, leading by 1.